Welcome to Sunday Morning Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins, and through our baptism in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up, bringing our best self to each and every day forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us, so let us celebrate the feast, not with the old leaven of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin, and alive to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For since by one man came death, by another has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Our psalm this morning is a song to the Lamb. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power. For you have created all things, and by your will they have their being. You are worthy, O Lamb, for you were slain. And by your blood you ransomed for God saints from every tribe and language and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests serving our God. And they will reign with you on earth, to the one who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. Be blessing and honour and glory and might, for ever and ever. Amen. Lord God, whose blessed Son rose in triumph and set us free, grant us the fullness of life he promised us, that through the Holy Spirit our hearts may possess him, whom our eyes cannot see, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Ezekiel, beginning at chapter 37, verse 15. The word of the Lord came to me. Mortal, take a stick and write on it, for Judah and the Israelites associated with it. Then take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and all the house of Israel associated with it. And join them together into one stick, so that they may become one in your hand. And when your people say to you, will you not show us what you mean by these? Say to them, thus says the Lord God, I am about to take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel associated with it, and I will put the stick of Judah upon it, and make them one stick. in order that they may be one in my hand. When the sticks on which you write are in your hand before their eyes, then say to them, Thus says the Lord God, I will take the people of Israel from the nations among which they have gone, and will gather them from every quarter, and bring them to their own land. I will make them one nation in the land on the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king over them all. Never again shall they be two nations, and never again shall they be divided into two kingdoms. They shall never again defile themselves with their idols and their detestable things, or with any of their transgressions. I will save them from all the apostasies into which they have fallen, and will cleanse them. Then they shall be my people, and I will be their God. My servant David shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall follow my ordinances and be careful to observe my statutes. They shall live in the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, in which your ancestors lived. They and their children and their children's children shall live there forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will bless them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary among them for evermore. My dwelling place shall be with them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Then the nations shall know that I, the Lord, sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary is among them for evermore. Hear the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading is from the book of Revelation, beginning at chapter 19, verse 4. And the 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshipped God, who is seated on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And from the throne came a voice saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and all who fear him, small and great. Then I heard what seemed to be the voice of a great multitude, like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of mighty thunder peals, crying out, Hallelujah! For the Lord our God, the Almighty, reigns. Let us rejoice and exult and give him the glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. To her it has been granted to be clothed with fine linen, bright and pure. For the fine linen is the righteous deeds of the saints. And the angel said to me, Write this. Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are true words of God. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your comrades who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who has come to his people and set them free. The Lord has raised up for us a mighty Saviour, born of the house of his servant David. Through the holy prophets God promised of old, to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears, and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath God swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous before him all the days of our life. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Lord of life, by submitting to death, you conquered the grave. By being lifted upon the cross, you draw all peoples to you. By being raised from the dead, you restore to humanity all that was lost through sin. Be with us in your risen power, that in your word and deed we may proclaim the marvellous mystery of death and resurrection. For all praise is yours now and throughout eternity. Amen. Gracious Father, who in your great mercy made glad the disciples with the sight of the risen Lord, give us such awareness of his presence with us, that we may be strengthened and sustained by his risen life, and serve you continually in righteousness and truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, by your Son Jesus Christ you gave many excellent gifts to your apostles, and commanded them to feed your flock. Bless all archbishops and bishops in the Anglican Church. So fill them with your truth, and clothe them with holiness, that as pastors of your church, they may diligently preach your word and rightly teach your people, to the glory of your name and the benefit of your church. God of grace, hear our prayer. God of wisdom, grant, we pray, that the words we've heard today make in us a desire to serve the people, in bringing the good news of Christ to all who have yet to hear it, so that they may bring forth in us the fruit of good works to honour and praise your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. God of grace, hear our prayer. Saviour God, we give you thanks for restoring health to your servants who are experiencing ill health this day. We bless and praise you for the mercy which you show to us when we call upon you. Teach us to trust you in all circumstances of life, and to know your loving care and protection. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, you created all things in your glory. Look kindly upon all animals this day, whether they are in the wild, on the streets, in captivity, or elsewhere. Raise us up to be better caretakers of your animals, to honour your creation on earth. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican Cycle of Prayer, the Anglican Church in Aotearoa, New Zealand and Polynesia, the ministry with the Torres Strait Island people of Australia, the parish of Nambour, the clergy with permission to officiate in the diocese, St. Margaret's Anglican Girls' School, Ascot, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Eternal God and Father, by whose power we are created, and by whose love we are redeemed, guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves to your service and live this day in love to one another and to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.